Mind the Gap, you're in the Hot Springs Underground, a weekly podcast about local music, art, film, and more. Brought to you from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield. I'm joined today by local musician Kyle Thurman. He's a Christian artist. Yep. He plays at churches all around the country. Tell me about your music.
Yeah, pretty much nailed it on the head there. I'd gotten an opportunity over the years to get hired to do events and lead worship at churches, retreats, conferences, kind of you name it. I've done a lot of different types of events, but I started off, just being raised by parents that played music, and my mom was a music major and vocal major and all that, and my mom and my stepdad got married. My stepdad just kind of approached me and asked me if I wanted to play an instrument, and as a nine-year-old, I was always, beating on things and tapping, and would drive all my teachers crazy as a kid, So I ended up taking drum lessons and just fell in love with that, and kind of backtracked there for a second, but just that's kind of how where my passion for music started, and the church kind of just gave me an opportunity to learn and, use that and kind of develop, and so that's over the years taken me a lot of cool places. So
yeah, is drums your main instrument?
Like I said, I started off, that was really, it's definitely not my main instrument now, but that was really just kind of how I dove into music and just found a passion for making music, and I took like 2 or 3 months of lessons from a guy at our church, David Phillips, and he was a guy that played at our church. Second Baptist Church was at the time, and here in Hot Springs, and I just kind of took it and, made it kind of my own, and my stepdad would always jam with me. We'd go up to the church when there was nothing going on and just spend hours playing, and so I guess probably around 6th or 7th grade, I started a little band with my buddy Bradley, and it was just like a duo, and I just at some point found a desire to want to be able to create more than just rhythm and beats, and there's only so much you can do behind a kit, and so he just taught me like my first few chords on guitar, and not too long after that I learned that I could sing a little bit, and just kind of started developing that, and moved from there to playing guitar and a few other instruments that kind of just came with being around the culture, just being around musicians, and kind of just learned my way through other instruments. So generally I stay on guitar and vocals, but I get to play drums every once in a while as well. So
yeah, right on. That's a similar story to my brother. He learned drums.
Yeah.
He was at a church, and nobody was there to play drums that night, so he just went on stage and did it.
That's kind of how it goes sometimes, too. It's just like, hey, we have a need, and somebody's got to fill it,
Yeah, now he plays guitar and sings. Go study music. And
that's cool.
At Middle Tennessee.
Okay, cool.
So what church are you with now, mainly?
Yeah, so we've... We were in East Tennessee for 4 years, and I was at a church called Grace Fellowship up there, and then we've been back in Hot Springs for 2 years, but I've lived in Hot Springs most of my life, really since the age of 9, and done a lot of different stuff, but my wife and I, I didn't come back to be on staff at a church again. We just kind of needed just some time away from kind of just staff life on a church, and so... which has been a good thing for me and just our family, just kind of reset a little bit. But we joined a New Life Church, which is the campus here in Hot Springs, and had several friends on staff there. Connor Smithson's the worship guy, and David Rogers is the production guy. He travels with me a lot too. So we attend there, but I pretty much travel every weekend. And so I spend a lot of time at Indian Springs Baptist Church and Benton Bryant area with my friend Jesse there, and then when I'm not there, I basically am just hired to come in and co-lead or to lead when someone may be out or something like that. And so it's a little bit of a moving around a lot right now. So that's kind of my gig right now.
Yeah, sounds busy.
I enjoy it. It's nice because like I get a break from some of the day to day things that may be happening, you know, in office life and things like that. And, you know, I love doing the, you know, join people in worship and getting to meet new people in different environments. Change of environment's helpful for me. It just kind of keeps things fresh for me, you know. So it's been a cool time.
Yeah, for sure. So. I definitely know how that is as a journalist, you know, mm-hmm. different story every day.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a lot sometimes to take in all the time.
Yeah. Oh, do you make your own music? Do you record your own songs?
I do. Like, I actually saw I'm pretty sure the Sentinel record, however, it came up on my time hop on Facebook. They did a story about, I think, my second album that I came out with as a solo artist. Man, it's been probably, that was, I think, 2010, maybe? Anyway, so it's been years. So I've, you know, over the years, I started a band when I was in ninth grade called Laden, and that's kind of was my beginning of songwriting, I guess, just to kind of a Christian rock band is, you know, kind of what we're doing, but it just kind of paved the way for me to, like, just be around other creators and musicians and artists. And I mean, the local scene in Hot Springs was kind of a cool thing back then, you know. There was just a lot of my friends that still play music were in that. But I've done two solo albums just under my name after I was in that band Laden for most of my high school into college years. And then around 2010, I ended up starting to write my own stuff, and was signed on a small independent label out of Memphis, Tennessee, with John Kellum, and came out with two records there. And from there, really just it's just become kind of like a passion thing, and it's kind of moved into when I was doing, I guess, more like singer-songwriter performance type stuff. I just was realizing that my reach was, I say my reach, but with throughout ministry and that reach was just, I was finding myself singing songs to with churches, and something that was the singer-songwriter type of stuff wasn't really working as well in that environment. And I still got an opportunity to do a lot of it, but I just kind of started shifting and having a passion to write songs that the church could sing with. And that's a whole different approach to songwriting, you know, just in a lot of ways, musically, lyrically, and you kind of got to take a step back and learn from other people that have done it. And so we released a five song live thing that we released that had a video crew come in we did at a camp. It was the FCA camp that we've done. We've paired up with them a lot over the last several years, and so that was a cool thing. That was one of the first times that I had recorded a original song that was a worship tune, and so that was kind of a shift and a new thing for me. And so I'm kind of in the journey of I play a lot of my stuff live, that's my original stuff, but I'm in the next step of kind of trying to find just a studio and a producer to work with that I want to kind of pursue and release some more music. So in that journey right now. But yeah, I definitely get to create some of my own stuff, and it's fun. So
yeah, that's cool.
Thanks.
Hey guys, this is Kimberly.
And I'm Mason.
We're with Hillstead.
We're a local rock band based right here in Hot Springs, Arkansas. We write, record, and play music here in the Spa City and around the state.
We'd love for you to check out our music streaming on all platforms now. Find us on Facebook and Insta, and look for our upcoming shows and merch at hillstadtheband.com.
Thanks for listening.
Where do you see yourself down the line?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, there's always, you know, thankfully there's always been a lot of opportunities for me and my family to kind of pack up our lives and moved to different parts of the country to take roles at churches. And, you know, I kind of learned a lot about myself in this last season when I was in East Tennessee. That was my first really full-time position at a church, being the guy, you know, as the worship pastor, I guess you could say. And there's different pressures, you know, when it comes to that kind of role. And you know, it kind of shaped a lot of, like, okay, if I was to do this again, would I want to be in that same role? And so we've been in conversation with that specific church, and so we will probably be making a move at some point. But the big thing is just finding a church that obviously believes in the gospel and pushing that message out. But one of the churches that I've been talking to is just really loves pushing forward the artistic side of being able to, you know, express the gospel, you know, and the good news. And that's just a big deal for me, because I love creating, you know, and it doesn't even necessarily have to always be music, but that's been a platform for me that, you know, I definitely have a heart for. And but I, you know, I do graphic design and stuff as well, and so I've kind of found myself using those gifts and things like that. And so I think we'll probably end up at a church again, as far as like me being full time, and then still be able to pursue and write and you know, do some traveling and stuff like that, like I'm still doing right now. But yeah, so it's kind of like a unfolding journey right now, you know, trying to connect the pieces. But that's kind of, if that helps answer that question.
Yeah, definitely. You never know what's in store, you know.
Yeah,
sometimes you think you're gonna go left and you go right.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, it's, I mean, man, we've had quite a journey of trying to figure out where, you know, where our spot is, you know. And sometimes it's hard, but I mean, Hot Springs has always been just like our safe place to come back to, you know.
Yeah,
it'll always be home. And I mean, just driving up and down the streets, I have so many memories just like in every little pocket of this town, and so love it and thankful for the time that I've had here, you know. So
yeah, is there anything else you'd like to add just about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I really do, just on the journey of music, you know, I've had an opportunity here lately to start writing with some different friends and artists, and gotten to be a part of just some different writing retreats and things like that. And so I am really excited about some of the new music that will come out, you know, hopefully in the next year or so. And this summer will be, I've got 5 weeks of, I'll be doing some student camps and just some events. We're doing a show at Magic Springs this year, which I don't think they've announced yet. So maybe I shouldn't have said that, but they haven't announced the artist yet. But we're excited about just a full summer of events again, and some local stuff and some stuff out of state and things like that. And so hoping I get to see some friends and Hot Springs people out and about. So thanks for taking time to interview me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
And do you have a website or somewhere where people can see your stuff?
Absolutely. KyleThurmanMusic.net. It used to be .com, but my domain got sold, so couldn't buy it back. But anyways, yeah, that, and then all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, just / Kyle Thurman. You can find it all there. So
cool. You guys check out Kyle Thurman. He's got worship music and some personal projects that he's got going on.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you for coming in and talking with me.
Thank you so much, Lance. I appreciate your time.
End of the line. New episodes are released every week from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield, and I'll see you next time in the Hot Springs Underground.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23, to get this great deal.